For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. A Democratic Party leader in western Missouri has died after contracting COVID-19, raising the state death toll to 12. The death of Henry County Democratic Chairman William Al Grimes came yesterday as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Missouri exceeded 900. State Democratic Chairwoman Jean Peters-Baker announced Grimes' death in a tweet. The State Department of Health and Senior Services says the number of confirmed coronavirus cases increased by 65, or 8%, from Saturday to 903. That 8% jump is smaller than the previous week's 45% average daily increase. Lawmakers in Missouri were originally scheduled to be back in Jefferson City this week, but the coronavirus has left their return up in the air. Jacqueline Driscoll says the Senate still needs to vote on the supplemental budget for the state to receive emergency funds to fight the pandemic.
Before the House adjourned, they approved the supplemental budget that includes $40 million in federal and state funds to help fight COVID-19. But after a House member was diagnosed with the virus, Governor Mike Parson shut the Capitol down until April 6th. He says a vote is still a priority, but he's not sure when it'll happen.
It's crucial we get that supplemental done, and that drop-dead date, I would say, would be April the 24th, so we have to get it done before that.
The governor says he spoke to leadership, and they will try to come back to Jefferson City in early April to approve the plan. Members also still need to approve the state's $30 billion budget before May 8th. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
All public schools in Missouri are currently closed to contain the spread of COVID-19. According to reporting by Ellie Moxley, it's up to local leaders to decide when the buildings will reopen. Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven says when it comes to schools, Missouri has a strong tradition of local control. She says, quote, with 555 school districts across our state in very unique situations, these decisions are best made closest to the situation, end quote. Educators have been taking their cues from local leaders, like in Kansas City and St. Louis, where metro-wide stay-at-home orders will have kids distance learning for at least another month. There has been some criticism from educators of Governor Mike Parson for not offering clearer guidance to school superintendents. A low-cost hotel has opened its doors to help the homeless population of Columbia during the coronavirus pandemic. The Welcome Inn is hosting the Como Crisis Shelter, which is housing homeless people to try to prevent the spread of COVID-19 among the population. Each room houses two people. The shelter website says this isn't an ideal social distancing situation, but it will allow more people to be housed while still lowering the overall risk of transmission. According to the Columbia Missourian, 2nd Ward Councilman Mike Trapp and his brother John Trapp created the Como Crisis Shelter. The shelter is funded by the city, seasonal homeless shelter room at the inn, the Columbia Chamber of Commerce, Heart of Missouri United Way, and individual donations. I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News Columbia.